Hello, Grace Church. It is Saturday afternoon, May 16, and I am speaking to you once again from my home. The last time I spoke from Proverbs 3 and about trusting God, and although it is obviously the right thing to do at all times, it is not always easy, especially in difficult times. And what makes it difficult is our flesh that makes us want to trust in ourselves instead of God. We know what the verse says, trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. But in real life, our tendency is bent more toward trusting in the Lord only when we can understand, which really amounts to not trusting God at all. In fact, Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered. And you can only walk wisely when you're trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. Well, I'd like to continue on the subject of trusting God, and this time I want to talk about something that goes very closely and very often with trusting God: waiting. Now there's a good one. How many of us are good at waiting? I will confess that my hand will not be the first one to go up here. We live in a gotta-have-it-now culture, don't we? Amazon thrives on feeding that desire. But I really don't think I'm going out on a limb when I say that most of us just don't like to wait. Waiting in line at the bank, waiting at a stoplight, waiting for the person in the checkout line who's writing a check and the pen quits working. Have you ever gone to the checkout lines and they all had people in them? Man, what a drag. So you walk the entire length of the store to find the shortest line, only to find yourself walking all the way back to where you started, and the person who would have been in front of you is already gone. So why don't we like to wait? Waiting means time, and usually time we'd rather spend doing something else. I think the answer to why we don't like to wait is easy. It's a lack of patience, which goes back to our flesh, doesn't it? Patience is one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. By the way, it's not fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of it. And if we are Christians, we have the Spirit who indwells us. So it's not like the fruit is lacking. But we can quench the Spirit, and we can grieve Him, at which times that fruit is not evident. What is really bad is when our impatience drives us to act sinfully, or speak unkindly, or to be foolishly hasty. Here are two more proverbs to consider. The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. That's 21:5. 19:2 says, also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps errs. The contrast is this: the diligent one is trusting in the Lord, and the hasty one is leaning on his own understanding. To trust God with all of our heart means that very many times we will have to wait for Him. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 37. And while the immediate context here is a contrast between the security of those who trust in the Lord and the insecurity of the wicked, it can have broad application. I won't read all of it, but listen to these verses. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. When you're trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, you will delight in Him. You will commit your way to Him. And there's something else you will do, and it's in verse 7, which says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. My mom used to tell me, God is never late. He is always on time. It may not be on your time, but God's timing is always perfect timing. A more literal translation for verse 7 is this. Be still before Yahweh and wait with keen anticipation for Him. One commentator says this of the verse. In any of life's tensions, neither rush into speech nor into frantic action. I like that. When we are trusting the Lord with all of our heart, we will wait for Him. And as waiting means time, it also includes something else. Anticipation. As we wait for God, we wait, as this verse says, in keen anticipation for Him. We should be joyfully eager to learn what He's going to do. What is He teaching me? How is He working this for my good and to His glory? Nothing good can ever come from not waiting for the Lord. And on the other hand, nothing but good can come from waiting with keen anticipation for Him. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. Psalm 62, 5, my soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him. 27, 13, and 14 says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. And then this from Lamentations 3, verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him. It is very easy in times of trouble to become anxious. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. And the best word to make the heart glad is the word of God. And I'll end here with this from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your minds and your hearts in Christ Jesus. Amen.